Proverbs Every Day, and we are just three episodes away from 300 of them. Welcome, everybody. Proverbs Every Day, episode number 297. We're going over Proverbs 22 today in the New Living Translation. But as always, we're starting our day out not only with wisdom, but with the giver of wisdom. Let's take a moment and go into prayer with God here. Father God, thank you so much for another day that you have blessed us with, not only life, but wisdom and the fact that you cared enough to give us a way to not just memorize, but to live in words of wisdom. And so, Father, we ask that you would grant us that this morning. If we have any unrepented sins or prideful things in our lives, we ask that they be cast aside, that they be crucified on the cross with Christ and forever taken from us. We don't like them. We seem to always have them, but we don't like them. And we really want them to be out. So, Father, if there are things that have crept back in, ask that you would help our unbelief in those areas if we need to cast them aside and spend time with you this morning exclusively. Father, we pray this in your Son's name. Amen. Yeah, all righty. Let's do this. Okay, diving right into Proverbs 22 in the New Living Translation of the Bible. Choose a good reputation over great riches. Being held in high esteem is better than silver or gold. Honestly, that's a capstone verse right there. That is really, really important. It's not just because you're popular. It's because if you have a good reputation, that means your character is shining through. So that is a good indicator that you are actually doing the right kind of things and that God is with you in that. Otherwise, he wouldn't bless it, and you wouldn't have a good reputation. So, choose going for that is not a bad thing at all. It might sound selfish, but believe me that it is not. That it is actually better to have a good reputation than even praise. But great riches is just a better thing. I recently attended the funeral for my uncle. And again, he was not a wealthy man by any stretch. He lived a life of service, and it was I absolutely know I had to be there at his funeral. But the honest truth is, I found myself kind of a little surprised, to be honest with you, like the number of people that came out from the community to not only attend the funeral, but also to pay respects to the family and share memories. And I heard so many different things that it was all about my Uncle Steve's character. And he was held in high esteem, very high esteem, by his entire community and people all over the world. Quite honestly, his efforts in from summer camps locally to ministries in India. I mean, it is a big deal, and I miss him more than I can even possibly describe to you. But nonetheless, it was good to be there for that. Well, let's move on here. So verse 2, the rich and the poor have this in common. The Lord made them both. So it's not, we vilify the rich. And you forget that the Lord made them both. It's important. A prudent person foresees danger and takes precautions. A simpleton goes blindly on and suffers the consequences. Right. True humility and fear of the Lord lead to riches, honor, and long life. That true humility is what I kind of want to bring out even more in that highlight. That it's not just about a simple notion of humility. It's true humility. In other words, you are not making a show of it. You are actually contrite. You're actually like, ooh, yeah, no, I suck at this. And fear the Lord. In other words, like I say all the time, you're reserving your fear exclusively and completely to God. And that's it. You know, there's no, and well, and also spiders. No, all fears, God only. Everything else, you know, discomforts aside and things like that. I'm talking about fears, things that stop you from acting, things that keep you from living. Anything like that, any kind of thing you would categorize as that kind of a fear or, you know, dread, whatever that is, that should be at God's feet, period. And that leads to riches, honor, and long life. The very things that, humility doesn't seem to have any use for. So it's a result of not wanting it is kind of ironic. But it is ironic that you end up with the situation where you try to get it by being humble and you're no longer humble. Yeah. So what's really important? It's that character. That's what's really important. Verse 5. Corrupt people walk a thorny, treacherous road. Whoever values life will avoid it. Direct your children onto the right path. When they are older, they will not leave it. Just as the rich rule the poor, so the borrower is servant to the lender. Popular passage right there, obviously, but it is still very true that your ability to rule your own life is hindered when you are living borrowing to the lender. Now, if you have a mortgage to your home, yeah, you're limited somewhat, right? That is less than ideal, but it's not. We're not operating at that level. So just don't get it too bad, but just know that any debts are going to have with them, you know, some sort of limitation. And so that's why I'm personally not all for personal debts. Business debts are kind of different. It very much depends on what they look like. But personal debts, yeah, it's very much you're going to be limited. You know, could you, you know, pack up everything and go to a foreign country if you were called tomorrow if you had a bunch of debt? Well, the answer is no. And so, I've watched people struggle with this. People that had a lot of debt try to go be a missionary in a foreign country. And I won't get too personal with it and reveal who it might be. But basically, I have seen this happen to where they felt a desire and a calling, but the way wasn't being made because they were in debt. And so, you know, they were slave to that. And spoiler alert, God doesn't want us to be slave to anybody. Verse 8. Wow, we're only at verse 8. One of those days, folks. Those who plant injustice will harvest disaster, for the reign of terror will come to an end. Greek version includes an additional proverb. God blesses a man who gives cheerfully, but his worthless deeds will come to an end. That's interesting. The Greek version, let me read that again. God blesses a man who gives cheerfully, but his worthless deeds will come to an end. And there's a reference there of 2 Corinthians 9:7, which I recall. And so Paul was quoting a proverb that is apparently missing from the text. Okay. That's a level of fascinating, isn't it? That's cool. Yes. Blessed are those who are generous because they feed the poor. Yeah, no, that's different. Yeah. Throw out the mocker, and fighting goes too. Quarrels and insults will disappear. This is something that I have to... I don't want to say the words aren't coming to me properly, but basically very much aware of is that as someone who is, you know, in the habit of forming communities around him, sometimes I have to deal with people that are mockers. And in that regards, you block them from your community. And that seems like, oh, aren't you an outreach? Aren't you doing that stuff? And the reality for me is, well, no, that's not how you outreach. You don't outreach by tolerating bad behavior. Let me make myself nice and big so you can see my eyes on this. Brighten myself up even more. How's that? You don't outreach. You don't convince people of your heart by tolerating their bad behavior. Quite the opposite. In fact, if you really want to have somebody realize, you know, the problem with their character, you address it directly. Now, if they're just a mocker, if they're just, you know, there to stir up trouble, gone. Get out. Throw them out, and all of a sudden, poof. Away goes all the fighting goes. Quarrels and insults will disappear. It's important. So, yeah. So in that regards, if you're part of a Facebook group and then you're administering that, for example, or whatever it is, just know that people will respect you more and you'll be more, not just respected, but appreciated as a leader if you are bold and take those steps. All right. Verse 11, whoever loves a pure heart and gracious speech will have the king as a friend. The Lord preserves those with knowledge, but he ruins the plans of the treacherous. The lazy person claims, there's a lion out there. If I go outside, I might be killed. Say it with me now. The lazy man says. This gets repeated, by the way. The lion out there. If I go outside, I might be killed. But it's just laziness, right? It's not actually true. It's the, you know, so. And I'm trying to think if it's Proverbs 24 that this comes up again. I think that's where it is. But yeah. Yeah. So we'll crank that song up, I guess, if we have time. Verse 14, the mouth of an immoral woman is a dangerous trap. Those who make the Lord angry will fall into it. A youngster's heart is filled with foolishness, but physical discipline will drive it far away. A person who gets ahead by oppressing the poor or by showering gifts on the rich, we'll end in poverty. Okay, so we're coming out to a new section here that is sayings of the wise. And so this is a different pattern of the sayings. And so where you would, so basically the way these are grouped together, you can kind of see right there that there are sections of these. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to read them as their sections, and we'll try it that way. One of these days, I would love to do like a deep dive on each of these, because they are pretty much worthy of individual studies for a lot of these. And so I've been toying with that idea. And if God is gracious enough to grant me the time and focus to be able to do that, and without ruining my business, then, or if it needs to be burned to the ground, we'll burn it to the ground, you know, whatever God wants with that. But, in any case, here is the beginning of Sayings of the Wise, and this will go on until I believe 28. But so these are Sayings of the Wise. Listen to the words of the wise and apply your heart to in my instruction. For it is good to keep these sayings in your heart, always ready on your lips. I am teaching you today, yes, you, so you will trust in the Lord. I have written 30 sayings for you, or excellent sayings. The meaning of the Hebrew is a little uncertain there. And I'm actually not even sure if it's actually 30. So in other words, I have written excellent sayings for you, filled with advice and knowledge. In this way, you may know the truth and take an accurate report to those who sent you. All right, here we go. Don't rob the poor just because you can, or exploit the needy in court. For the Lord is their defender, and he will ruin anyone who ruins them. Don't befriend angry people or associate yourself with hot-tempered people, or you will learn to be like them and endanger your soul. This, again, I say it a lot because it's so very true. And it has been painful for me sometimes to distance myself from certain people, but there are some that I just realize they are so utterly and completely toxic that I cannot be around them anymore. And, you know, the friend code would be, oh, you should be around them, you know, and you should be a light to them and that sort of thing. And again, that'd be great if God was actually calling you towards that, or if that actually worked. And believe me when I tell you, that's not how it works. In fact, it probably does more for a person like this to realize that you're not spending time with them and to know why. In other words, you know, making excuses not to spend time with them is not effective. And I believe not in the spirit of what this is saying here, but not associating with them, of not aligning yourself with them. I mean, and I think of one fairly recently that I have had to distance myself from, and I'm trying to figure out just how to make them understand why. They're just angry at everything, including me now. I mean, I've now, you know, managed to be the recipient of their wrath because of it. Whatever, you know, it's just like one of those things where it's like, don't learn to be like them. You'll be the average of the five people you spend the most time with. So don't learn to be like them, or you'll endanger your soul. And I've seen people fall into this trap. You know, so many times I've seen this. It's just really downright disturbing, actually, how many times I've seen it. But in any event, let's get through this. Got two more to go. Don't agree to guarantee another person's debt or put up security for someone else. If you can't pay it, even your bed will be snatched from under you. Again, you're a slave to the lender, right? Don't cheat your neighbor by moving the ancient boundary markers and set up by previous generations. Do you see any truly competent workers? They will serve kings rather than working for ordinary people. Indeed. And I'm actually trying to recall something. I'm doing some live math here, which is never really all that wise, but nonetheless, we will do it anyway because it's fun. Yeah, so I was actually trying to look if I had actually done a song for these or not, and I have not actually composed one. So, you know what? Let me go ahead and do that. Let's have some fun with it. I used to do these polls about what genres and everything like that, but it seems like the answers I'm getting are just, you know, whatever's fun. And so we will compose something, and I'll include that at the end of the video. No need to click on anything. I'll just include it right about right after this. Be blessed by the best. Then go be a blessing to all the rest. Love you guys. We'll see you tomorrow. Enjoy.
Wisdom like treasure, let your heart understand. Kind words and knowledge will build, not demand. Raise your children with love, properly show the way they should journey as they continue to grow. Revealed in your character. Character. Avoid angry company, they'll lead you astray. Temper roars like thunder, takes your peace away. When the mocker's gone, peace quiets the night. No more quarrels, gone out of sight. No characters in your character. In high esteem is where you'll find your goal. Guide your children firmly, consistent every day. Show them the path of truth. They won't lose their way. Instill in them values that hold strong and true. When they are older, they won't depart from you. They reflect your character. Character. What does God really care about? He values love, compassion, and a heart that's pure. Integrity and kindness that forever endures.